Part 1. Market Research. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2010. So, Tim, I think we said we'd talk about market research today. Do you have any personal experience of market research?
Well, I sometimes get asked to fill in a questionnaire when I visit a website. And I got sent a customer satisfaction questionnaire by email when I bought a new computer.
Yes, questionnaires are a very useful research tool, but there are lots of others. We'll look at questionnaires later. But first, let's go back a few stages. The best way to think about market research is to see it as a process with different stages, a bit like manufacturing a bar of chocolate. The questionnaire comes quite late in the process. But before that, we have to go through a number of different stages. What do you think the first stage is?
Well, I suppose it's... No, sorry, I'm not sure.
Well, if you think about it, all research takes time and costs money. So before we begin, the first thing we need to do is to decide whether we really need to do the research, or whether we actually can do it.
Sorry, I'm not sure I understand. Surely you always have to research a new product.
Not necessarily. Sometimes there just isn't time to do research. Do you remember last summer started very early and it was really hot? We had to launch our new product range of non-melting chocolate bars straight away. We couldn't afford to wait to research the product, or our competitors would have had the whole market to themselves.
Yes, I see.
Also, sometimes the information we need might already be available. For instance, in our field, there is a lot of published market research on chocolate purchasing, analysing different countries and market sectors. We can simply buy these reports from market research companies. And even when we need to do some new research that isn't available yet, sometimes it's better if we pay a market research company to do the research for us. For some kinds of research, this is much easier and cheaper than trying to do it ourselves.
OK, I understand now. And assuming you do want to do some research, then you decide what you need to find out from the research.
Yes, that's right. There's no point asking customers about things we aren't interested in, so we need to decide exactly what we need to find out and why we need to find it out. And once we've done that, we write a research brief, which we present to the market research team. This contains the background, why we're doing the research, what we're testing or asking about, and how we will use the information to help out marketing. What do you think comes next?
You decide how to do the research. What research techniques to use?
Yes, that's right. There are all sorts of different techniques. You mentioned emailed questionnaires and web questionnaires earlier, Tim. These are becoming much more common than personal interview questionnaires, telephone questionnaires, and postal questionnaires sent through the mail. Apart from questionnaires, we can also set up focus groups of customers or potential customers for our products. This is usually a group of 6 to 8 people with someone from our department who leads the conversation. We usually call this person a moderator. Or we sometimes do an in-depth interview with just one customer. Or we can actually go to supermarkets and observe customers' behaviour. How long do they spend in the confectionery department? Which brands of chocolate do they look at? And which do they ignore? That sort of thing.
So, if I see someone hanging around the confectionery aisle in my supermarket making notes, it might be someone from this marketing department.
Maybe. Anyway, all of those techniques, questionnaires, interviews and focus groups, are what we call primary research. The research we do ourselves within the department. But there is also secondary research. For example, we can also get lots of other information from inside the company. Previous research reports, sales figures, feedback from sales reps, and so on. And there is also the external information from market research companies that I mentioned earlier.
So, once you've decided on what techniques to use, you do the research?
Correct. And after we've completed the research, we collect all the data and then we analyse it. Then finally, we put all this information together into a research report. We use this research report within the marketing department, and we also circulate it to other people in the company.